Make a change.
Mimi and her family enjoy outdoor activities a lot, especially those on the beach. Beach holidays are always wonderful family getaways for them. They love swimming, sunbathing, sandcastle building, beach volleyball, and of course, Mimi's favorite beach treasure hunt. Last weekend, they decided to get out of town and enjoy some sunshine and cool water on the beach again. They went to this beach located in the north end of the island. We used to come here often when you were little, but haven't paid any visits since it became a tourist hotspot,
Mom said. Mimi walked into the water until she was waist deep. The cool water was refreshing. The air smelled of salt and made her relax. Just then, a wave splashed over her head and face.
Yuck! What's this?
Mimi pulled something down from her hair.
A plastic bag? Why on earth is there a plastic bag in the sea?
Look! There are more here! Dad pointed at the small plastic flakes floating on the water's surface. That's gross. Let's get back to the land.
Cheer up, sugar. How about we play treasure hunt?
Mom suggested.
All right. What are we looking for?
Mimi asked.
Here's the list. We need to find something blue, something round, something light, and something big.
Mom read from the list.
Got it! Got it! I win!
Mimi's little brother, Luke, ran away with his little bucket. Half an hour later, they gathered again and looked at what they found.
I got a blue shell, a round rock, a feather, and driftwood.
Mom was satisfied with her findings.
I only found an empty plastic bottle, but it's blue, light, and kind of round, right?
Dad said with embarrassment.
Check out mine! I found tons of treasure here!
Luke yelled in excitement. Luke's bucket was filled with all kinds of trash, such as plastic bags, cigarette butts, finished juice boxes, and even a broken blue helmet.
Where did you find these things? Did you get hurt?
Mom worried.
They are all over the beach. Just dig around and you'll see,
Luke replied.
He's right. I even saw a couple seabirds eating plastic flakes. They thought those were tiny fishes. Will they die? We shouldn't have come here. The trip is disappointing.
Mimi started sobbing.
Hey, we shouldn't think this way. Now we know the problem, we can at least stop it from getting worse.
Mom patted Mimi's shoulder.
Yes, unless we make a change now, the environment will become less and less livable for all creatures in the world.
Dad agreed.
What can we do then?
First, stop using any disposable products to reduce the amount of trash. Like how we always take our own water bottles and utensils when we dine out. Be a responsible consumer. Only buy things you really need and use and reuse them repeatedly until they must be recycled.
Dad continued.
Finally, spread the word. Influence more people to make these changes, and we may see some difference. Located.
Billy just bought a new apartment located at the corner of the main street.
The professional team is good at finding good spots located for camping. Pay.
Lisa pays a visit to her grandparents every summer.
People now are used to paying in advance when shopping on the internet.
Float.
It's sad to see so many plastic bags floating on the river.
If you are lucky enough, you may smell all kinds of scents from nature floating in the air while walking in the forest.
Helmet.
My sister just accidentally left her helmet at Peter's home last weekend due to her rush home.
Remember to put on your helmet for safety while riding your bike to school.
Spread.
Do not spread any rumors, because people may get hurt.
Some exercises are good for us to spread our bodies.
Do you like outdoor activities?
Yes, I do. I particularly like beach activities. No, I'd rather stay indoors.
Yes, I do like some outdoor activities, but I don't like competition. I know outdoor activity is good for your health, but I am too busy to have time for that. Since when have we not paid any visit to our favorite park?
Oh, honey, I am sorry to hear that. Let's go there tomorrow. Is that all right? Since our puppy went missing in that park, don't you remember?
Which park do you mean? Didn't we just have a picnic last weekend there? Well, I think we stopped visiting it since it became so popular with tourists. What are we looking for in the next round of the treasure hunt?
Let's find something old, something red, and something small. How about the clothes you haven't worn for the whole year?
I think finding old toys may be a good idea. Why not try to find some materials for the DIY class? What can we do to stop the pollution from becoming worse?
The most important thing is to change the habit of making too much waste.
Only buy what we really need instead of what we want, and then we can reduce a lot of waste. First, have the right attitude and try to influence the people around you.
Be more aware of which industries are making more pollution, then we can refuse buying products from them.